Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:08 Tuesday morning. It's a beautiful, sunny day. Thank goodness. I really, really, really needed a sunny day today. I'm excited. Everything looks clean and fresh, too, because of all the rain that we've had. Huh?
Yeah, it's always nice after a rain, for sure.
Yeah. All right, ready to go with texts?
I do. I have texts. 800-400-3697. Text us from wherever you're at. We'd love to hear from you. It's weird how some people found themselves quarantined in a place other than home. I feel like that would be a nightmare, but I guess anything's better than getting sick, right?
Yes, I suppose. Still, just to be apart and kind of truly isolated when you could have been home with your family. So
right. Well, that story about the couple that hadn't been apart at all, like for over a day in 63 years, suddenly found themselves quarantined apart.
I know. It's so sad.
Anyway, here's some text. Vin, get a thick, wet washcloth and wiggle it out that way. We had great luck with that technique. She can even do it herself. Maybe that will make her feel less afraid if she can do it herself. That's what's going to have to happen. Unless she just finally says she's ready, and because it's, I think I can pinch it out.
Right.
I really don't. I don't. It's not that. It's right there. At this point, she's holding on to it for some reason.
She loves it.
Hospitals use Zoom as well. While they are informed not to disclose protected health information, if someone pops into a healthcare Zoom meeting, they might gain patients' names that have tested positive for COVID-19.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know that to be true, but that's a texter saying that.
All right.
Dental floss and a Nerf gun equals out. You tie one end of the floss.
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
Onto the tooth and the other end of the Nerf dart. Fire that bad boy and out it comes.
I'm sure she'll totally go for that.
She won't. Oh, Vin, show your kid YouTube videos of kids losing their teeth. Then she'll see it doesn't hurt that bad.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Look for that, sure.
She loves YouTube.
Yep, she does.
Make sure you pre-screen it, Vinny. You don't want the one where all of a sudden there's a gusher.
No, I will absolutely do that. You're right. Have Isla chew gum. She can't chew gum anymore. And it's like her favorite thing.
Oh.
Gum is out. It's not in the diet.
There's not even like a special gum that...
No.
Oh, what a bummer. She does love gum. She always had gum in her mouth.
Yep. She loved gum, and she can't chew gum anymore. But on the bright side, I get to look at her poop every day. Like, every single time.
Oh, my God.
I mean, there's
see,
like,
silver linings.
Yeah, I mean, that is... Hey, you want to come look at this? Come check this out. Every day, we all are in there checking.
Fantastic. Well, that's what keeps the family close.
Uh-huh.
You've seen each other's poo.
I'm missing my friends so much. When this thing's all over, I'm giving them each 15-minute hugs. Girls, guys, doesn't matter. I might even make out with them.
Oh, that person's
right.
Alone and horny.
Mm-hmm. Dental floss on the tooth. My dad used to use pliers from the toolbox. Yeah, look, I grew up with some weird stuff, too. Times have changed, trust me.
Yeah. I was thinking a nice pair of needle nose would get that thing right out of there. As soon as you get it clamped on, then just don't let go.
Any of the stuff our parents did, and I realize, my parents did the best they could. I get it. But all that stuff is, that would be
not allowed.
Reportable by today's standards, right?
Definitely.
Especially the whole, I used to just jump in the car. No one even said, get your seatbelt on.
Right. Oh, yeah. No. We flung around the back. Like, my dad would take a hard turn just to knock us, to shut us up. And they'd be smoking in the car and, you know, smoking in the house.
Dude. Oh,
times
God.
Have changed. Even neighbors felt free to, you know, admonish children that weren't theirs. These days, you'd never do that.
Oh, listen to this. 707 says, I've been supplementing income by doing Instacart, and I've met some of the most incredible people. I had a person give me a gift bag yesterday, mask and gloves and fresh lemon from their garden.
Oh, wow. You know, I was actually just thinking about that because I'm getting to the point where my friends and family, like, I have a few more masks I need to make for people, and people are asking for more. But I'm getting to the point where I'm going to start stockpiling and be able to donate. And I was thinking, I think you mentioned the other day, like, your mail person could use a bag of that. I've got a lemon tree that's just, I can never use that many lemons. Let's put some lemons in there, a couple of the latex gloves we have a box of, and some masks. That's nice. That's a nice little gesture to make to someone. Even the people who are making deliveries for UPS and obviously Instacart, like this person said. That's pretty nice.
I agree. I absolutely agree. I mean, in the masks thing, if you can make masks for the people who are coming by your house, I'm sure they'll love it. I don't think the missus has made enough masks to get to that point yet, but hopefully she does.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You got to satisfy the initial onslaught. As soon as I said, hey, friends, I'm making masks, it was like, okay, so now I'm making 600 masks. All right.
Yesterday was the first day, so my wife and kid... First of all, the kid doesn't have school this week, and then the wife took vacation, and yesterday was so much easier
than
other days
in
past. Yeah, everybody's happy.
Right.
There's a lot less stress. Until my kid stabbed the other kid with a fork. But before that, we had a nice, easy day.
Well, something was bound to happen, you know.
Are you guys getting ready to send Vinny to Live 105? First of all, no. Oh, I don't. It's unbeknownst to me if that's what's happening.
It's unbeknownst to me, too.
It's also called Alt 105 now. But no, I'm just going to do a one-hour show over on Alt. I believe it's going to be Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Hopefully you'll join me over there, and we're going to rock out for an hour. That's the plan. I've never really been good at shutting up, though, and letting the music do the talking. So we'll see if that...
You know, the difference will be, though, that you are going to lay tracks for this, so it'll be different than when... There's something about a live mic.
Right, very
you
true.
You know? I bet you'll just be able to get through your thing that you've set up, and...
It'll be interesting if I send my voice tracks in and somehow they don't get played, we'll know I've talked too much.
Or you listen back and there's, like, some abrupt cuts on them. Ooh, someone had to edit that. Hmm.
You guys, I'm halfway through the Tiger King series. The level of effed upery of everyone is astounding.
Yeah.
It is upsetting, but I went to bed last night feeling happy and grateful, and I'm not in the big cat exotic animal world.
Yeah, that's a world I never want to be a part of. Oh, it's unreal. And now they're talking about adding more episodes to it. Yikes.
Yeah, well, people, it's a hit. They have a hit show on their hands. And
yeah.
Even though I'm absolutely against it, I did finish it.
Mm-hmm, me too.
So, you know, I didn't quit Netflix because of it. So,
no, certainly not.
At least not now.
Yeah, not while we're in quarantine. That's
no, I
for
need
sure.
that. I haven't finished Ozark yet. I got to finish Ozark. So good, you guys.
Oh, my God. It's just what a show that is.
So are you due to finish, what, this week? You'll be done, won't you?
Well, we have 5 episodes left. What are there, 10 episodes in the season?
I think so, uh-huh.
So I'm sure we'll watch at least 2 tonight. Yesterday we sat down just to watch 1, and we wound up watching 3 of them.
Do you like her brother?
Yeah.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I think that guy's great. He's got this big smile, but also a weird violence about him. I'm trying not to spoil anything, and yet maybe I am. Yeah. Sorry.
You know who's the star of this damn show, though, is Ruthie. I'm sorry. She's my favorite. She's the only likable character left on there. And she's just great. She's, you know, when that meeting where Helen comes out to her trailer and she's like, enough with the chit chat.
Right.
And she's like, oh, always in character.
I really like the scene where, and I don't want to give away too much, but he calls Ruthie and is like, what are you doing right now? And she's like, I am saving your ass. Yeah. And he's like, no, you're not. You're not. You're doing the wrong thing. And she's like, listen, you and your wife got to work out your problems.
I'm not your marriage counselor. Oh, that show is so good. Where are you at?
I love
in it?
The therapy sessions.
Hey, your mic's
too.
On, Brinny. Oh. Oh, yeah. The therapy sessions are really funny this year, too.
Yeah. I love the double dipping. That's just fantastic.
Oh, God. She's out of control. Hey, Bryn, how far into it are you?
Episode 3 of season 3.
All right. So we're a little bit ahead of you.
Let's see here. 415. I love the TikTok dances, but some people are way too comfortable with the things they share.
Yes. There are people who I never expected to. I didn't know they existed, and I never expected to see them. I'm like, oh, well, look what this is. Huh. Disturbing at best.
Viruses start dying at 86 degrees. Pizza is cooked at 400 degree oven. Okay, great.
Seems like they live in us at 98 degrees, but all right.
Well, listen, they're textures. We don't, this yeah, isn't law I, here.
I don't know.
This is just stuff people are saying.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, though, if you bring something over the, you know, 212 degrees, it's going to be gonzo.
Have been trying to avoid ordering out to limit exposure, but cooking and making three meals a day is exhausting.
Yeah.
I never realized how hard being a stay-at-home mom was. Well, many people never planned on being stay-at-home moms and suddenly find themselves there. Like, the whole plan all along was probably daycare and work, and we'll keep our careers, and we'll parent at, you know, nighttime and on weekends.
Yeah, life's so busy. What happens when you're busy making plans?
Mm-hmm. Suddenly the coronavirus
Yeah,
happens.
Hello. Well, hello, coronavirus. You've changed everything. Congratulations. Sweeping world changes.
Regarding ordering food delivery, cooked food poses no threat to covert contamination. The heat kills the virus.
Yeah, but the container that it came in is more of my concern. I agree. I think the food inside is probably just fine. It's the thing that the guy with no gloves handed you at the door.
It's clear voicing my concern has people in defense of it for the business's sake, and I certainly want the businesses to survive. I wasn't
Absolutely.
Saying that because I want to change the way you're dealing with this pandemic. I'm just simply, it was just a curiosity. Everything has become a curiosity. Like, you go and get the mail. Do you get the mail with gloves?
I don't, now that I think of it. I just
and
go
when
out
you
and get
open
the mail.
The mail, is your assumption that the water bill was done without human?
Yeah, I don't know.
Help?
I actually don't know. So, but what I do for sure do is I'm not putting on gloves to go get my mail or get things off the porch. But once I've opened them and discarded the outer wrappings of them, I immediately wash my hands.
Right.
Thus,
yeah.
Thus
no.
The
I
cracked,
have the same.
The cracked knuckles.
All of these things are, you know, there I was. Licking the envelope that I was given by the water department. I mean, I don't know if there's COVID on that thing, but if COVID was on that thing,
well,
I,
lucky you, you got
I
it.
French kissed it.
All right.
Super.
Let's hope there was no COVID on that. Vinny, now is a great time to switch to online bill pay. Through your bank, it's free.
Most of my stuff is done through online. There's just a couple that, and water is one of them. PG&E is another one of them.
I don't even get that bill in the mail. Like, it shows up in my bank account and says, hey, your bill's due. And I go,
is that
click,
right?
Click, click, boom.
Oh, you know why I did it that way? I'll tell you why I do it that way. Because a few of the things we do are in her name.
Oh, right.
And even though we've jointed everything, she still got that name mess to figure out.
Ah. The name mess.
Well, you know, I mean, you have to actually go to the Department of Social Security and change the damn thing, right?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Well, there's no chance. I'll bet you any amount of money that she's not done that.
Well, you would know. I'm not going to take that bet.
I might not know, but I'm pretty sure that's not happening. She's the...
Well, she's the queen procrastinator. You've said it a million times.
Yep. So I'm pretty sure that hasn't happened.
Mm. Is her license still her old last name?
She'd already gotten her new license, the real ID, before. She had to go get the real ID because her other license was expiring, and she did that last year while it was her old name.
Oh.
So that's going to carry for years to come.
I wonder if there's a rule about that. Like, if she has to, you know, you change your name, you have to have your real name on there. I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's her problem.
Right. Do you guys remember Susan Powder, the lady with the bleached blonde buzz cut and the long red fingernails? I wonder if she's going to make a comeback since Billy Blanks is.
Yeah, why not? Get her on there. She was like a workout chick. I remember Susan Powder. I just don't remember why I know her name.
She
I
was
can picture
the Stop
her and
the Insanity lady. I think it may have had to do with diet, but I don't know if she was a workout.
Oh.
I don't know. I shouldn't even say.
Yeah, she has some videos, some workout videos I see here.
Yeah, anything recent?
No. 94.
Mm, boy, that's a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, she's 62 now, so it'd be difficult, I think, for her to do what she used to do, all this aerobic stuff.
Well, you would know, you know.
Would I?
Wouldn't you?
Thank you guys for making me feel normal on my way to my essential job at a heating company. You guys are doing an amazing job, Jenny. Thanks, aww. Jenny.
Hey, Jenny.
The last episode of Ozark.
No, no, no.
Will blow your mind.
Even they blow your mind in the last episode because then you got to wait for a year until the next season comes out.
I know, and the thing just dropped, so it's going to be a while.
My God. It's so good. You're right to space it out. It's just hard, you know? And you're like looking at, you got another hour. Why wouldn't I hit it again?
And they have the best cliffhangers too.
Oh, I know.
I find myself stopping these episodes in the middle. That way I can walk away from it and then come back to it and continue. You know what I mean? Otherwise,
oh,
I'm just
smart.
Gonna watch. I have to watch the next one.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
When the vaccine comes out for coronavirus, I wonder how much of a fit those anti-vaxxers will throw.
Oh, yeah. Well, let them.
Do you think after all this, the anti-vaccine people will finally jump on board?
It'll be about time. Jesus, give me my shot. I'm not even a flu vaccine person. I'm taking the damn COVID vaccine. That's for sure.
How can you not sing along with More Than a Feeling?
It's hard not to. I did sing along with it.
It even has a Marianne.
I know. I always look at my Marianne. I see my Marianne walking away.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Oh, really? You started right next to the guitar solo? How about starting
I'm
going to
sing
the
guitar solo for you.
Vinny, you're right about losing track of days. I almost forgot it was garbage day. Have you done a Capeless Hero segment on sanitation workers?
Oh, has anyone sent one in, Brittany? We should do that.
I think I might have somebody on that. There's
you get a lot of response.
A lot,
huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like, you know, it's such a fun segment just to sort of check in with a random listener who, you know, has. And I love the one today, which, and they don't perfectly fit the formula every single time. Like, they're taking the San Jose Tech, well, it's not the Tech Museum anymore. What's it called now?
The Tech.
Yeah, the Tech. They are taking that online. So if it was thetech.org, and then it was the Tech at Home, which is like little projects and things that your kids can design. And you know, if you're looking for a way to keep your little brainy kid going, that's the way.
thetech.org brought up the very thing that so there's a link there. It's very easy to find. So thetech.org. Let's see. Good morning, everyone. Hey, the guys on 95.7 gave you guys huge love yesterday on the radio between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Oh, yeah?
Radio family. Or they just tricked us into plugging them. One way or the other. I'm not sure what just happened, but well, either nice way, the game is a sports channel in our building, so.
Well, we all follow. We're actually, it's, you know, they're actually fairly new to the building. And they what a nice bunch of guys, truthfully. Mm-hmm. I follow all of those guys. Dibs, what's up?
Dibs. Listen to you and your newfound Instagram.
I know.
Prowess.
I'm telling you, I'm all over them.
And they're all over me.
Good morning, radio family. Vinny, when you're done watching Ozark, will you give us a season 3 review? My wife and I just finished season 3 and loved it.
You know, we'll give it a little time, right, to let people get caught up on it, but we should definitely have a breakdown on it. It's crazy.
Yeah, so I really like the show. I think they've done a great job. At the end of the final episode of the new season, I screamed out, "Holy bleep!"
Oh, my God, stop. Don't. I'm so afraid. I'm so afraid I'm going to find something out.
OMG, Vin, we played last night, and my six-year-old got 3 Yahtzees in one game. He gloated. He gloated real bad. I did the same. So apparently,
of course you did.
growing up doesn't change that reaction to 3 Yahtzees. I was like, yeah. I think I got this game in the bag, everybody. Is there a possible way? I don't think you guys can win
this. That's 250 points, isn't it?
It is. You're right.
Yeah. On top of everything else.
Okay, that gets us current. So we have more, but thanks for your text. We appreciate you checking in with us.
Back in a sec.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for joining us today. I don't know about you, but I am looking out the window and I cannot wait to get out into my garden and just enjoy the sunshine for a minute.
Yeah, the downside to this time of season, I have been getting like little allergy moments where I'm like, I think I've got the COVID. And I'm telling you, it's a trip to be sitting there thinking, do I leave? Or if I say I'm leaving and everyone's reaction will be, you're not sick. You just don't want to be around your kids anymore. I don't know what to do. I feel like it's got to be allergies, right? Got to.
Let's go with allergies. I mean, the thing is, if you've been in your house and been contagious, it's in your house. Don't bring it anywhere else. You know what I mean? But maybe you need to just hide in that one room of yours and just be up there with your guitar all day. Pick up your guitar and play.
It goes back to too many people will believe I'm happy that way or happier that way. So I guess I'm stuck. I can't win. Let's just fingers crossed I've done the good enough job in isolation, and the rest of us hopefully have too.
That's right. That's all you can hope for is that it doesn't somehow make its way into your house unbeknownst to you and the whole family doesn't come down with it. Stay safe out there, you guys. Remember to use the hashtag stay connected when you post to social media so we can all check out each other's posts. And we'll check you back here tomorrow for
one other thing. I definitely love Jane more than you.
What?
You heard me. Have a good one, everyone.
Hold on. This is not over. What are you talking about?
I don't have a button. I need.
There's no button. Why would you? Why are you gonna do me like that? You do
go
me
to
dirty.
Commercial.
No. Wait a minute. Where's this coming from?
Brand, can you?
No.
Do me a favor?
That is not right. We're gonna take this up tomorrow.
Bye.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.